rediscovering the root beer float. The other day, I did something I hadn't done in decades. I had a root beer float. One sip, and I was instantly transported back to childhood summers, sitting at the counter of a soda fountain, or out on the porch with a tall glass, watching the ice cream slowly melt into the fizzy root beer. We used to call it a brown cow, though I've since learned that some folks differentiate between a brown cow, made with chocolate ice cream, and a classic root beer float made with vanilla. So exciting. Either way, I can say with certainty, boy. My curiosity caused me to do some research. The root beer float was invented in 1893 by Frank Wisner, a man who owned the Cripple Creek Brewing Company in Colorado. As the story goes, one evening he was gazing at Cow Mountain and noticed how the snow-capped peaks resembled vanilla ice cream floating on a dark liquid. Inspired, he combined root beer with vanilla ice cream, and just like that, the Black Cow was born. Over time, the name has evolved, but the joy of the drink remained the same. What makes it so special? Well, the float is simplicity itself. Root beer, the slightly spiced, foamy sweetness of root beer, is key. The sassafras, or wintergreen, notes give it that signature old-fashioned taste. Vanilla ice cream, soft, creamy, and rich, it slowly dissolves, creating that magical, frothy foam that's almost as fun to scoop as it is to drink. It's a study in contrasts: hot and cold, fizzy and creamy, sweet and tangy. And if you let it sit long enough, you get a whole new drink, one that's part soda, part milkshake, and part pure nostalgia. Root beer floats hit their peak in the golden age of soda fountains, when every drugstore had a counter where kids and adults would gather for a sweet treat. In the mid-20th century, it was a staple of drive-ins, diners, and summer afternoons. But over time, soda fountains faded away, and with them, the root beer float became less common. Fast food chains pushed pre-made milkshakes, and bottled sodas became the go-to. However, in recent years, the root beer float has been making a comeback, appearing on nostalgic-themed menus and even at gourmet ice cream shops. It's proof that some classics never truly go out of style. The national chain A&W, for example, is known for their root beer floats. A&W became famous in the United States for its frosty mugs, which were kept in a freezer and filled with A&W root beer just before being served. What struck me most about having a root beer float after so many years wasn't just the taste. It was the feeling it evoked. A few lessons bubbled to the surface. First, the simple things are often the best. You don't need a dozen ingredients or fancy equipment to create something memorable. A float is proof that the simplest pleasures can be the most satisfying. Two, sometimes you need to slow down. A root beer float isn't a drink you chug. You savor it. You watch the ice cream melt. You scoop up the foam. You take your time in a world that's constantly rushing. Maybe we all need more float moments. Three, some things are going to be messy. There is no way to drink a root beer float without getting some ice cream or fizzy on your lips, your chin, or your nose. You just can't help it. It's gloriously messy, and that is okay. And finally, old joys are worth revisiting. Sometimes we leave things behind without realizing it. I hadn't had a root beer float in decades, and yet the second I took the first sip, I remembered exactly why I loved them. It makes me wonder what are the simple joys I have left in the past that are waiting to be rediscovered. A toast to the root beer float. Maybe it's time we all take a trip back to the soda fountains of our childhood, even if only for one glass. Whether you call it a root beer float, a brown cow, or a black cow, it's more than just a drink. It's a time machine, a little piece of happiness in a frosty mug. So, if it's been a while, why not treat yourself? Grab a scoop of ice cream, crack open a bottle of root beer, and take a sip of the past.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.